שלום, אנחנו לומדים בספר כתבי בעל.
Hello, we're studying the article, the teaching of the Kabbalah in its essence, starting with the language of laws. You can ask questions live on CAP TV, and selected question will be asked during the lesson. So, the teaching of Kabbalah and its essence, the language of the laws. This language is very close to the this language was entirely taken from the Bible, according to the roots brought there, and it has one advantage over the Bible, that it really extends and elaborates each and every matter, and shows the upper roots more precisely. Compared with this, it has a great disadvantage compared to the Bible, since it is very hard to understand, and it is the hardest of all languages, and only a complete sage can attain it. Of course, it also contains the first disadvantage, as it is taken from the Bible. Meaning, its biggest limitation is that you have to be on the degree of that law in complete attainment of it, and then only can you understand it. With all the precisions there and the different options, otherwise, we don't understand the language. It's very strict, precise, business-like, and therefore, those that understand it are only those who are on the degree of the attainment of that law. So, the thing is that we need to carry out spiritual actions precisely according to its degree, with all of its details, according to the tanta. And to go this way, we see how the Partsuf of Galgalta turns into the Partsuf of Ab, the Partsuf of Ab turns into the Partsuf of Sag, and how all these Partsufim, they cascade from degree to degree. And they operate through different laws and in a very precise way, down to the tiniest details. All this is called the... This means to really keep these laws. If we're really talking about the halacha, the language of laws, it means to understand all of the details of how to keep the ten sefirot on all degrees, in all aspects. So, of course, this language is the deepest language. Is the most comprehensive language that includes in it all the details. The language of the laws is the most precise language, the language of the halacha. Gershon, yeah.
Maybe if you can expand on each of the languages, who wrote the language of halacha? What are the other languages we know?
These four languages exist only in those who keep the Torah and mitzvot. Meaning, a person who has the desire and the masach and corrects the desire by the masach, then he discovers these four languages, these four manners that appear in the corrected kli.
Meaning, if we, I'm sorry, I'm asking from ignorance, I really don't understand in that. But if we take laws that we know from our reality, halachot,
I don't know what halachot or laws are you talking about. It's not the same.
So who wrote it? The language of halacha, I assume, is something that was written, right?
No. No. It's not that a language has to be in writing, that it has to be written. A language is the expression of the desires to receive on a certain degree. It's like we say that the language, you have it in the five parts of the mouth or the five parts of the lungs, and all of these things aren't corporeal matters. We express all of these actions in order to bestow. A language means that I express my will to receive, my desire to become like the Creator. Like it says that all your bones yearn for it, so to speak, meaning down to the last bit, meaning that all the parts of the will to receive called guf, body, for all of them to be corrected in order to bestow. And then it means that that body, or that Adam Rishon, expresses his similarity to the Creator, where he becomes like the Creator in all of his vessels. Then it means that he speaks in all possible ways, in all languages, the language of the Tanakh, the Bible, the Kabbalah, the laws, the legends, ethics. It's not the same language which you mean.
The language of legends. The language of legends is easy to understand through the allegories that perfectly fit the desired meaning. In superficial examination, it's even easier to understand than the language of the Bible. Yet, for complete understanding, it is a very difficult language, as it does not confine itself to speaking in sequences of root and branch, but only in allegories and marvelous wit. However, it is very rich in resolving abstruse and odd concepts that concern the essence of the degree in its state for itself, which cannot be explained in the language of the Bible and laws.
This is exactly what it's about, that those things that we still can't express in the language of laws, halacha, suppose, or in the language of the Tanakh, then we express it through the language of legends. What are these four languages? I want to express my equivalence of form with the Creator, my resemblance to the Creator. So I do it through all the possible kelim that I can. So it follows that I speak through all the four languages. I express it in all four possible ways. So the language of the legends, it's in such kelim in which I could not express myself on the previous degrees in the language of the Tanakh and the language of the laws, the halacha. And what I'm left with is to express it in the language of legends, meaning these are different ways by which one expresses his resemblance to the Creator. So there are such vessels in which I can't do it, but in them I can at least do it in the language of the legends, meaning it is entirely not the same language that we're talking, that we speak. It's similar to the language that we use, because it also expresses something, but it's not the same expressions as we use in spirituality. And it's not that we can exchange one language for another. No. These four languages, I need them all, because all of my vessels, all the vessels of my soul, they're divided into four groups. I have to divide them and sort them. And of course, always there's a difference that this pertains to that, and that pertains to this, and so on. But eventually, there's a place for all four languages in order to express myself. In the meantime, in a whole and complete way. Of course, it's all in the meantime until the complete correction. That in order to express myself to the Creator, I need these four languages, four ways to express myself.
He writes that the language of the Bible is for the expression of the wholeness or of everything, and the language of laws is like an order of actions of in reality, and it's unclear what's the language of legends, what's this special expression.
I don't think that it's something that you can scrutinize. These are those vessels in which I can be impressed by the actions of the Creator, the actions that the Creator performs over me in a way like what we tell children, that it's more or less something about the world, about behavior, about certain attitude, meaning it's still not clearly defined in me in any way. The language of the Kabbalists.
The language of the Kabbalists is a language in the full sense of the word, very precise both in terms of root and branch and concerning cause and consequence. It has the unique merit of being able to express subtle details in this language without any limits. Also, through it, it is possible to approach the desired matter directly, without the need to connect it with what precedes it or follows it. However, despite all the sublime merits that you find in it, there's a great drawback in it, that it's difficult to attain. It is almost impossible to attain it, except from a Kabbalist sage, and from a sage one who understands with his own mind. This means that even one who understands the rest of the degrees from below upward and from above downward with his own mind will still not understand anything in this language until he receives it from a sage who has already received the language from his teacher face to face.
Yeah. I don't know what to add. Questions? Michael. Is there a way to express these four languages in the connection between people or in anything? Because here in the last, regarding the last language, he's talking about connection between people. And
let's continue reading and then you'll understand who. You'll understand from that how these languages are according to how we evolve, how we undergo the correction of the vessels, the flow of the lights and vessels, and how these languages throughout history, let's say, throughout the correction process, how they change as well. We'll understand that better. Let's read.
The language of Kabbalah is contained in all of them. The names, appellations, and gematrias belong entirely to the wisdom of Kabbalah. The reason they're found in the rest of the languages too is that all languages are included in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Since they're all particular causes that the other languages must be assisted with. But one should not think that these four languages, which serve to explain the wisdom of the revelation of godliness, evolve one at a time, over time. The truth is that all four appeared before the sages of truth simultaneously. In truth, each consists of all the others. The language of Kabbalah exists in the Bible, such as the standing of the tzur, rock, the 13 attributes of mercy in the Torah and in Micha, to an extent, it is sensed in each and every verse. There are also the merkavot, the structures in Isaiah and Ezekiel, and atop them all, the Song of Songs, which is purely the language of Kabbalah in its entirety. It is similar in laws and in legends, and all the more so with the matter of the unerasable holy names, which bear the same meaning in all the languages.
Meaning that you can't say there are four languages, but rather there is a foundation, which is the language of Kabbalah, and all the other languages are included in it.
The order of the evolution of the languages. There's a gradual development in everything, and the easiest language to use is one whose development is completed before the others. Hence, the first products were in the language of the Bible. As it is the most convenient language and was very prevalent at the time. Following it came the language of laws, since it is completely immersed in the language of the Bible, as well as because it was needed in order to show the people how to implement the laws. The third was the language of legends. Although it is found in many places in the Bible too, it is only as an auxiliary language because its wit rushes the perception of matters. However, it cannot be used as a basic language, as it lacks the precision of root and its branch. Thus, it was rarely used and hence did not develop. Even though legends were used extensively during the time of the Tanaim and the Amoraim, it was only in conjunction with the language of the Bible to open the words of our sages. Rabbi started, etc., and other suffixes. In truth, expansive use of this language by our sages began after the concealment of the language of Kabbalah during the days of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and shortly before his time, meaning 70 years prior to the ruin of the temple. The last to evolve was the language of Kabbalah. This was so because of the difficulties in understanding it. In addition to attainment, one needs to understand the meaning of its words. Hence, even those who understand it could not use it, since for the most part, they were alone in their generation and had no one with whom to study. Our sages call that language Maaseh Merkava, since it is a special language by which one can discuss the details of the Arkavot structures, of the degrees in one another and not at all with any other.
If you can ask something and then try, go ahead.
There was an additional component in the language of Kabbalah which doesn't exist in other languages, which is to receive from an attaining sage. Can you explain this?
Yes. There is a special precision here, which is that the attainment itself, that a person attains, that he studies all of the Kabbalah, the books of holiness, he wants to reach bestowing upon the Creator, he achieves that. And then still, he stumbles where the language of Kabbalah was written here, He cannot discover it on his own. That's what it's referring to here, unless he receives from a Kabbalist, teacher who is with him, and he conveys it to him. There are such keys that you can only get from the teacher. It doesn't belong to attainment. It belongs to usage of the language of Kabbalah. And it's not about what we read. It doesn't have anything to do with the Hebrew or the study of the Ten Sefirot or any of that. More?
What's conveyed through this language? What does it exist for? What is it used for?
All of the languages are for us to be able to build ourselves in another degree similar to the Creator. Not more.
And a language, between whom and whom is it?
Guys, you're not going to understand this. It's just philosophizing. It's not even even those with great attainment. There are still things that I also don't understand some of the things in that regard. That's beyond us. Yes.
Can we say that the language is an inner structure that perceives the Creator?
You can call language a template, the correct template of the Ten Sefirot that are capable of communicating the essence of the Creator, what we call the Creator, meaning come and see, to the one who attains.
Is it related to the four Bchinot of Or Yashar?
Of course there is. So what?
So the development of the language, it's a part of our development. The more humanity developed.
With respect to humanity, it's on the axis of time. With respect to mankind. Yeah, we don't have so much to talk about here because we're not in these things yet. That's it? Wait. What do we have there? Kiev.
Rob, all of these languages that we talked about, including the language of the Kabbalah, the Sefirot, the Kelim, these are things that Kabbalists are simply sharing the importance of the Creator with through these languages?
No. This is the moment that we begin to attain our identification with the Creator. Then we enter contact with the Creator, and there we have a common language with Him. Me for my beloved is for me. And then we have four languages. Meaning it's only for the person who attains, and not even just the vessels of bestowal, but in gadlut as well. It's a person who works with all of the Malchut and Bina in their complete collaboration. Because all of the letters are the connection between Bina and Malchut.
The language of Kabbalah is like any spoken language, and its advantage is in the meaning contained within a single word.
Okay, read that too.
At first glance, the language of Kabbalah seems like a mixture of the three above mentioned languages. However, one who understands how to use it will find that it is a unique language in and of itself, from beginning to end. This does not pertain to the words, but to their instructions. This is the whole difference between them. In the first three languages, there is almost no instruction to a single word, allowing the examiner to understand what the word implies. Only by joining several words, and sometimes also portions, can their content and instruction be understood. The advantage in the language of Kabbalah is that each and every word in it discloses its content and instruction to the examiner in utter precision, no less than in any other human tongue. Each word carries its own precise definition that cannot be replaced with another.
That's correct. The language is very precise. It's really a scientific language. It's irreplaceable. And if you attain the internality of it, you don't go wrong. Whereas in the language of laws or legend or the Bible, in any other language, we have a lack of precision where we don't know exactly what the degree is that we're talking about, what are the conditions of it, and so forth. The language of Kabbalah, however, positions things as if under a light beam. So you see exactly the state you're talking about. And you can't go wrong, because everything is divided to worlds, patzufim, sfirot, sub-sfirot, and so on. All those elements that we learn. But it's not about learning the elements. It is about the one who attaining what is correct, and how to put it, what belongs exactly to that state, to a certain state. Just like there's no moment that is like the previous moment, or a person like another person. Similarly, every state described in the wisdom of Kabbalah is a precise state, a specific state. It's not something we can learn from tests, although of course we can see this in an external fashion. But this is an internal thing. The one who attains through the wisdom of Kabbalah, through the language of Kabbalah, he touches on the inner root, which he's working with. And he has no doubt about that. Meaning the attainment is complete and precise. Alright. Are you getting some homework, something for the rest of the day? Yes?
What's
going on? Yeah, you don't know?
There's the daily tasks sent immediately after the morning lesson.
So, not yet known, yeah?
The team's getting together after the lesson and sent to everyone.
Okay, they can send it to me as well. You know my email. And
announcements. The Zohar lesson. You're invited for today's Zohar lesson at 5:30 Israel time with Dr. Lightman on Sviva Tova. And friends from all over Israel and our viewers are invited to take part in a special Kabbalah lesson and a festive meal tomorrow, 2:45 a.m. In order to coordinate your arrival, contact us. Have a great day and a great night.
בזמן שמתחילים לגלות את אהבת חברו תכף מתעוררת בו הרגשת שמחה ותענוג ברגע שמגלה שחברו דואג עבורו הוא כבר אינו יכול לדאוג עבור עצמו, עבור עצמו. רק שיש אהבת לו את הנפש, כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב. רק שיש אהבת לו את הנפש, כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב. נשחקים הלבבות אפילו שיהיו של איתנים, ומקירות ליבו מוציא חמימות ואהבה. ברגע שמגלה שחברו דואג עבורו, הוא כבר אינו יכול לדאוג עבור עצמו, עבור עצמו. רק שיש אהבת לו את הנפש, כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב. רק שיש אהבת לו את הנפש, כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב. אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב, רק שיש אהבת לו את הנפש, כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב. רק שיש אהבת לו את הנפש, כל אחד הולך בעולם שכולו טוב. רק שיש אהבת לו את הנפש.